Hey, hey, hi, hi, it's Bill Wood, the jazz guy on the Voice of Vashon Community Internet Radio, voice casting at www.voiceofvashon.org on your internet radio website. Greetings once again from Vashon Island, where the burning question is always the same. Is the ecstasy of our summer worth the agony of our winter? Right now, the summer is kind of winding down. The fall rain, or the rain fall, seems to have arrived early, and the kids are going back to school. So this is our back-to-school edition, Get Educated with the Jazz Guy, or Wise Up Before It's Too Late, Kiddo, because someday you're going to have to support your parents.
Thank you.
School in 1958 with Eddie Burt and the band Cool School Days. Eddie was on the trombone, Dave Schildkraut, tenor sax, Barry Galbraith, guitar, Hank Jones, piano, Clyde Lombardi, bass, and O.C. Johnson on the drums. I want to welcome all you kids who are just starting school on Vashon, whether you're transferring here from another school to a higher grade or starting in the first grade. I remember when my wife and I first came here to look at the high school, and we were showed around by Shirley Ferris, who was one of the island's great gifts to secondary education. It was just the day before graduation, and there was a whole lot of hubbub and stuff going on, and the kids and the parents were decorating the gym because rain was expected the next day, of course. And I remember turning to Jeannie and saying, my God, back in L.A., we'd pay $20,000 to send Halby to a school like this. Halby, that's our daughter. She's in college now, and come to think of it, she's probably listening to the show right now. Hi, honey. The check's in the mail. Thank you. Teach Me Tonight, pop music's first acknowledgement of sex education. One thing isn't very clear, my love, should the teacher stand so near, my love. Graduation's almost here, my love. Teach me tonight. Graduation, that's another word for it. Vic Dickinson on the trombone there with Red Richards and the Saints and Sinners Band from a date they did at the Sheraton Jefferson Hotel in St. Louis in 1966 or thereabouts. So when do kids learn multiplication now? Fifth grade, somewhere in there, fourth grade? Anyway, multiplication was the last concept in math that I even partway understood because, you know, multiplication is really just high-level addition in shorthand. After that, division, long division, algebra, geometry, forget it. I mean, algebra, what the hell are those letters doing in there? The minute you start mixing letters with numbers, you're in trouble. They don't mix. The numbers can't digest the letters, and the letters can't digest the numbers, and all you wind up with is a stomach ache and an F on the Friday quiz. Here's Eric Gale with a salute to the last boundary of my mathematical understanding, multiplication. multiplication, otherwise called overproduction. Back in 1977, Columbia was sure they had a crossover star in Eric Gale, so they gave him a big budget and a whole hiring hall full of musicians. And they did that on this album and a few others. And then, of course, Eric was back to small groups and club dates, just like in the beginning. Ah, fame, thou art fleeting. Well, for a while there, everything was out of date in Kansas City. Kansas City, Kansas, I'm talking about, where until recently they preferred to favor the notion that the world was created in 6 days by the Almighty and Charles Darwin was safely in hell. Well, they straightened that out and elected a new school board and put Inherit the Wind back on the bookshelves and made the creationists very out of sorts. Here's Mo Kaufman's account of chimpanzees in Kansas, a little thing called Evolution Blues. Back in the mid-70s, Mo Kaufman had a big surprise hit, the Swinging Shepherd Blues. Remember that? One of the few times that jazz has actually made the top 40. And it sounds to me as if Mo was looking for another hit right there with the Evolution Blues. It didn't happen, but it's a cool little tune, so no sweat. Mo is a Canadian, and that was recorded in Canada in 1978. Well, now we've completed our primary and secondary education, and here's the most important event of the school year right at hand. Here's Duke Ellington, primping for the prom. before the prom. That's the great thing about Ellington. I mean, he wrote about everything. Take the A train, a subway ride. Cottontail, a rabbit. Don't get around much anymore, a bad case of the gout. He had a mind like a camera, and he'd just sort of take these little mental snapshots of things, and then he'd go and write a song about it. Sometimes with words, sometimes it would be an instrumental. Anyway, that's the short course on Duke Ellington. Now it's time for finals and SATs and college applications. And then you wait and wait and wait, and then one day the letter comes, and hey, Dad, I got in! Thank God for the early acceptance program, eh?
To the tables down at Maury's, to the place where Louis dwells, to the dear old Temple Bar we love so well. Sing the whiffin' poofs assemble with their glasses raised on high, and the magic of their singing casts its spell. Yes, the magic of their singing, of the songs we love so well, Shall I Wasting and Mavourneen and the rest. We will serenade our Louis while life and voice shall last, then we'll pass and be forgotten with the rest. We are poor little lambs who have lost our way. Baa, baa, baa. We are little black sheep who have gone astray. Baa. Such as we.
Original endowment was built on money from the slave trade. You know, I heard that made George W. Bush so mad that he threatened to give his diploma back. But then, of course, Yale said, well, we have no record of ever having awarded you a diploma. What does that mean? He probably stole that too. That was the Bob Scobie Band of 1958 with the Whiffin' Poof song, and that was Clancy Hayes on the vocal. Which reminds me that anytime you may want information about the records I play, just go to the website and click on the program guide and then click on any Jazz Guy show, and it will take you to my webpage and you can find out all the information you need about the records. Dates, numbers, personnel, labels, the works. This is the Jazz Guy on Voice of Vashon Community Internet Radio. And now we've got Lucky Thompson from 1965 with his Cliff Notes on Anthropology.
Thank you.
Anthropology by Professor Lucky Thompson, with Dr. Tommy Flanagan on piano, with a text by Mr. Charlie Parker, whom we will hear from in just a little while. Right now, we're going to look at another higher education phenomenon, the Hutu PhD candidate. Here's African exchange student. Thank you. Kenny Garrett on the alto sax there, with Mulgrew Miller piano, Charnette Moffett bass, Tony Reedus drums, and a whole flock of pedestrians on sundry percussion instruments. Okay, I promised you Charlie Parker, but I have to tell you something about this next record. When Clint Eastwood made Bird, his movie about Charlie Parker, in 1988, he scouted out a whole bunch of old Charlie Parker solos, and then when it came time to do the soundtrack of the movie, he used computers to insert the Parker solos into ensembles by other musicians recorded live. So on this rendition of Ornithology from the movie, the alto sax is played by Charles McPherson in the ensembles, along with John Faddis on trumpet, Walter Davis Jr. piano, Ron Carter bass, John Guerin drums, and Charlie Shoemake on the vibes. But the alto sax solo you hear is actually by Charlie Parker from an air check from the Royal Roos Club in New York, God knows how many years ago, which only goes to show God met the devil the day they invented the computer. Thank you. Okay, you've completed your schooling, you've got your diploma in hand, but a case can be made that you learn the most important things outside of school, sometimes called the College of Hard Knocks, sometimes called what it really is, just plain old life. Freddie Green and Al Cohn thought so anyway when they did this one in 1955. Life Lessons, Learning the Blues, Al Cohn and Freddie Green. Okay, students, class is over. Your homework assignment is to study your economics text, the one that says, no enterprise, great or small, can exist without financial support, and that nonprofits such as the Voice of Vashon are forever whining about it. Well, we don't mean to whine, but that seems to come with the territory when you have to depend on the goodwill of others for your survival. But I know we have goodwill in abundance on Vashon and Maury Islands, and I know that you're going to pick up the phone and call 463-0301 and pledge your support by leaving us your name and address. Or you can go to our website and download a membership blank and join at a level that is comfortable for your budget. That's 463-0301 or pledge at the website. We know we're cute. We know we're clever. We sing songs and tell jokes. We know you love us. Now it's time to send money. This is Bill Wood, the Jazz Guy. Thanks for listening. So long, and stay cool, everybody.
Do 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 do.